It's the Texas Standard. I'm Joy Diaz. The early spread of COVID-19 before March, when lockdown orders were issued by states across the country, appears to have been far greater than initially thought. A new paper out from a group of researchers at the University of Texas in Austin indicates that thousands of people with undiagnosed flu symptoms actually had COVID-19 last winter. Here to tell us more about this research is Lauren Ansel Myers. She's a professor of integrative biology and statistics and data sciences, and she leads the UT Austin COVID-19 modeling consortium. Professor Ansel Myers, thank you for being here.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
So what does this recent research reveal about just how widespread COVID-19 was before we went on lockdown?
So this study focused on two different cities, Wuhan, China, and Seattle, Washington. And what we did was we tried to go back and connect the dots to try to figure out in those early weeks of transmission how many people were actually infected. And what we found in both of these cities is that most cases, thousands of cases of COVID, went completely unseen in those first few weeks. So in Wuhan, we found that by January 23rd, which was the date that China locked down Wuhan so people couldn't travel in and out, that by that date, there were probably over 12,000 cases, people who had already been infected, already had symptoms, but were never diagnosed with COVID.
Wow.
And that compares to only 425 cases that were actually reported. And the other thing that the data tell us about Wuhan is that it probably started spreading in mid-November, you know, months before we became aware of it in the United States.
And what about Seattle?
So in Seattle, we looked at a slightly later period of time. We were looking at how many cases were there up through early March, specifically through about March 9th. And by March 9th, just to give you context, Seattle had only reported 245 cases. And based on our analysis, we believe that there were probably closer to 9,000 cases during that February, early March period, and that the virus probably started spreading throughout Seattle in early January, possibly even in late December.
Professor, why those two cities?
So we focused on these two cities because we had an unusual source of data available. There were actually two studies that preceded ours that did something very interesting. They went back and they found swabs that had been taken from people with flu-like symptoms, and they retested them for COVID. And what they found in Wuhan was that of about 26 adults, there were 4 undiagnosed cases of COVID. And in Seattle, they retested about 2,000 swabs, and they found 25 undiagnosed cases of SARS-CoV-2. And so that data allowed us to do the following kind of calculation. We were able to say, okay, for every case of flu in the city, how many cases were there of COVID? And in Wuhan, what we found was that for every 3 cases of flu, there were probably 2 undiagnosed cases of COVID. And in Seattle, what we found that was for every, well, in adults, for every 7 cases of diagnosed flu, there was probably 1 case of unseen COVID. And in children, for every 9 cases of diagnosed flu, there was probably 1 case of undiagnosed COVID. The dates and the numbers are very specific for the cities that we studied, for Seattle and Wuhan. But when we look at data closer to home, when we've looked at data from Austin, Texas, the trends that we saw in March and April suggest that it was probably spreading locally as early as mid-February before, you know, weeks before we began to really detect the cases.
So it was because we didn't have much COVID testing. Is that the reason why these cases went undetected, you think?
Well, there are a few reasons. I mean, one is, you know, this was a period of time when we were just getting to know COVID, learn the properties of this virus, ramp up testing. So it was just an early period where we didn't have a lot of knowledge and we didn't have a lot of infrastructure to track the virus. But the other reason is that just in general, we know that this virus is really stealthy. It spreads really quickly from person to person, and it often spreads silently. People who develop symptoms are often spreading the disease for a couple days before they ever have symptoms. And possibly as many as 40 or 50% of all people who are infected never even know they have the virus because they never develop symptoms.
Professor, so what does all this mean going forward?
it's really a reminder of how quickly this spreads, how silently this spreads. And as we move into fall and kids start returning to schools and college kids start returning to campuses, it's just a reminder that we can have a lot of transmission, a lot of cases, before we actually see evidence of an outbreak.
We've been speaking with Lauren Ansel Myers. She's a professor of integrative biology and statistics and data sciences, and she leads the UT Austin COVID-19 Modeling Consortium. Professor Ansel Myers, thank you so much for being here again.
Thank you.